If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Paige. And headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Well, is a kiss just a kiss? Does it mean anything?
Sounds like a song.
Yeah, like what? Like, who are you talking about?
Well, Kevin Bacon and Matt Dillon were supposed to make out in the movie Wild Things, but the scene was never filmed. And Kevin says, quote, "I definitely was into it. Look at him. He's gorgeous." So what's So what's a kiss? I mean, so
a lot.
Here is the scene. I'll build it for you.
Don't.
There's a scene where Matt Dillon's character walks in on Kevin Bacon's character while he's taking a shower.
Oh, okay.
It's on his own. It's pretty legendary. But in the like original script, the two of them make out.
Yeah, that was, well, I mean, look, you could have done it now because, I mean, like we talked about, Kevin Bacon did that Peacock movie where it was like hardcore gay stuff in it.
I mean, like teen stuff. I mean, it was just awkward. And also,
it was gratuitous.
Was that the same movie Nev Campbell was in?
Wild Things was.
Yeah, she did. Didn't they do a kiss scene too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so.
Denise Richards, right, in the pool.
Oh, yeah, I remember that damn blockbuster cover.
Oh, yeah, it was hot. It was like, yeah. Hey.
That's where you, like, in the early days of pick-a-flick and stuff, like, you didn't have the, you just had the case. You just, you know, you didn't get the box and take it with you and read it.
I don't remember it being a good movie.
Which
might have been.
The Peacock movie?
Wild Things. The Peacock movie wasn't.
Without that, and here's the thing, I want to say this before anyone even thinks it or whatever. If I can watch you eat a kind of food and say, oh, my God, gross, I don't like that, there's nothing different than me saying, oh, my God, two dudes doing it, gross, I don't like that. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't hate food, and I don't hate people. It's just, for me, it's just like, ugh. But do it. Do it, E-Heart. And more women for us, right, fat boy?
Well,
that's right.
Well. The way they did it was was like, I don't know if people
want to. Gratuitous.
It really was.
Yes.
And it was beyond inclusive. It was like graphic.
Yeah.
Like going to town, whatever that means.
I don't know. Like,
just however that became that.
Going to town?
Yeah. Like, why did that become?
Is there a sex move called Sunday driving? How's that
well,
go?
Might be.
Kevin adds about this whole situation. He says, quote, part of what was crazy about the movie was that there were all these twists, you know, that was the hook of the movie. So to me, the kiss was a great twist. That's all it was.
What if, Fatboy, there's some kind of weird, it sounds like a movie, probably has been, some kind of weather in the atmosphere, and your wife's soul is then transmitted into your next-door neighbor's body. It's a guy.
Well, you know, something similar did happen in a movie. I forgot
Freaky
the movie.
Friday and all of them, but I'm saying, like, so. And it can never come back. So to be with your wife, her soul, she's in the body of a man.
That would be awkward.
And this was exactly a movie, but different.
What was the movie?
Remember the Nicole Kidman movie? Her son was in the kid's body.
Oh, the other
No, her husband was in the kid's
body. She was in the bathtub with him.
That's like doing strange. That to him.
No, that's weird.
That's very
weird. I'm taking it outside of the ancestral ways and putting it into homosexual ways. That would probably sell better.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's tough.
I would. I don't know that she, if she could say anything to make me really believe it's her. I think it's just the neighbor trying to get something from me.
It's messing with you,
dude. It's I'm AI. Your wife. I swear.
It's AI. What if it was she was in a man's body or a woman bigger than me?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that would be tough.
Just how would she get around?
I don't know. Like she jumps in the air and gets stuck. Mm. That type of fat.
VCR beepers.
She got to put her belt on with a boomerang. That type of fat.
The boomerang.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Oh, my God.
They were always overused, but, I mean, until, like, you know, I watched a little BET or some Def Comedy Jam. I just want to learn more of those. They really, I was stuck on the old seven, you know, stuck in the air. Beeper is a VCR.
Yep.
But let's talk about filming a scene like that. Would you be comfortable kissing another man?
No.
At all?
No.
No.
It's just not.
And they're like, you know, there are people that turn it down a good bit. The one that comes to mind is Luke Grimes, you know, who's a Jace from Yellowstone turned down something.
I don't think I've ever.
Because he had to kiss a dude. He's like, I ain't doing it.
I know I've kissed somebody in acting class where you put your thumb over their mouth.
Oh, is that how they do it?
And, you know.
So when you kiss in a movie, like. So you're not really, like, physically touching them? I mean, you're physically...
I don't know. I know.
You put your finger in their mouth or over it?
You put it over his mouth, and it was just something that we did. And
but Casey, any other fingers Casey anywhere else?
No, but sometimes you don't actually make out with somebody. But I've never had a scene where I'm doing it or having a sex scene.
How do you...
Or making out with somebody.
I guess the answer is acting, but I don't know how you fake it. Like, Brokeback Mountain, that was... That was rough in that tent.
There was a situation.
Watch that movie with my mom, man.
Matthew, why you keep rewinding it?
No. Was, I was trying to fast forward it.
There was a creepy person in the Buckeye, and I was held up and when I did a play, and I was held up and I was wearing like a unitard thing.
Hang
watch
on now.
Now, Paige.
I'm not offending.
That's one with one eye.
And any of the Buckeye is like.
Right, was this Oklahoma? Because that's like the only
no,
high school
like
play people.
It's like a Greek play. Okay. So the Buckeye is kind of like where people go mad. That's all I can explain. I was lifted up anyways, but there was always some kind of inappropriate touching.
Well, your boobs showed his face.
With this person.
He got a concussion.
But I never kissed him or touched him back.
Look, if you're going to kiss, you got to do other stuff too, right? Like I don't get in movies... When somebody's grabbing like a part or like you know kissing a part, like do you have to tell them first, like hey?
Because I don't know if this is correct, but I heard rumors that Angelina Jolie was extra sexy with Brad Pitt, and that's how she broke up the marriage with Jennifer Aniston. Like she wouldn't wear underwear in certain scenes, and that she would kiss him, and you know.
Wow.
So they look down here.
She also made out with her brother.
But I don't know if that's
true.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
That'd be a red flag for me and also a yellow bag. Remember yesterday?
Red
flags and yellow bags. Uh-oh. He freezes his urine coming up in 10 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Like, do you have to tell him as an actor, like, hey, I'm going to, like, squeeze your ass. Get ready.
Or well, you just I do mean, it? You, I mean, you're going to be doing the scene. You're
like, my character would squeeze ass.
I know. That. I love that. It's like when you're making out with a woman, and you cup the buttocks.
Yeah.
One cheek.
I think if you're
and
doing...
And then maybe you get a little of this going.
If you're doing a play, it's disgust because it's a... I think so you're marking things and you're doing
that.
It over and over and over again. Well, I guess you are in the same thing. I think it's pretty much technical.
You ever think like if the guy's like really like getting turned on by the sex scene? It's not a real sex scene, but like he keeps... having bloopers and stuff just so he can stay in the bed with her longer?
Yeah, he's got to, right? Because...
Or if you pop one, you're like, God, I'm sorry. But as a woman, would that not be like the
if
ultimate compliment? No, popping a boner.
Oh.
I don't pop farts. I pop boners. Not pills. I pop boners, not pills.
Put that on a shirt.
That's a shirt. I'm calling the whole jockey lot right now and telling all the vendors.
God, you bring up a good point, though. What if you're like, you know, it's like Sidney Sweeney or somebody's like butt naked in front of you in a movie. You're like...
I know. Like, I would take whatever medication that... What's the opposite of what Frank Thomas makes?
Oh, yeah, he makes the...
I want the anti, one that makes you not get that way.
Just to make it
last. But not too much, though. Like, if you know, if it brushes against her leg, I want her to feel a little something.
What if she's like, hey, I want this to be 100% real, so we're really going to go at it.
All right.
Like, oh, my God, is this a trick?
I don't know if you
What a way to get canceled, though.
This movie's going to be 4 hours long.
I mean, there's, might be worth it. There are certain guidelines where you can't actually have penetration on this screen like that if it's technical. They're going to choreograph it.
Well,
to
do
a
the
T.
ones like on Skinamax where they go in the same position
where
each
it's
time.
Mimicking.
She puts her hand on there so you can't see that they're not in together as one.
What if it's a new movie and it's set on a farm? And we're about to hook up. And the name of the movie is
Feeding Time.
Yeah. Oh. You old turkey.
Feeding Time.
So good.
Look my phone, girl.
Look my phone.
Coming girl. Soon to a theater near you.
I'm going to send a copy of that down Feeding to the block. Time. I'm going to see if they'll put it in rotation.
I can do it.
That's a vibe.
It's good.
I can just spike it. Yeah, fatty. You think you're some kind of African boombata now? Yeah. You think you're spiking black music? What's wrong with you?
Boombata.
You think you're some kind of Rick Rubin?
Rob Bass, huh? Or my easy mark?
You think you're some kind of new McKay? Yeah? You know hip hop now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have to be careful what you do to other people because a firm neck massage almost killed a guy. It has to do with the artery system, lymphatics, too.
That's why I won't chug a girl during sex. No joke.
You might get that jugular.
I don't want to accidentally really get into it and choke her out. And maybe I didn't ask her safe word ahead of time.
You better keep your shoes on then.
Yeah,
buddy.
So
I'm running as we do it.
A 26-year-old guy in China almost died from this neck massage because they were a little too firm on the neck, and the masseuse accidentally ripped an artery that was leading to the brain.
Artemy pile driver.
The artery that was leading to the brain. But luckily, he got to the ER in time and should make a full recovery. But that's pretty serious.
I don't trust
an artery out of your neck.
The Chinese guy in the mall who gives the massages, but he'll chase you down the walkway?
I wouldn't care if they were Hindu or Russian or any American even. I ain't getting a mall massage.
After this story, I'm not.
No. I've went to the chiropractor before where I thought, literally, he was pulling a James Bond on me. That sound sounded like he broke my neck.
A mall massage. I'm not going to a chiropractor and getting some of this stuff done that they put on the reels where they got to get into your tailbone and they're like knuckle deep, in the coin slot.
No. Like a quarterback with a center?
Yeah,
no,
just
sir.
To pop it.
No, no. I don't need nothing popped down there. It ain't never been popped. It's going to stay that way to my grave.
Or they'll put you in traction or stretch you out. And then
what if you get the... What do you get to heaven? They're like, you know what? You lost your butt, Cherry. Go to hell.
Oh, my God.
Do you get
God.
To St. Peter where he says it?
I mean, he'd probably say it more eloquently, but you can go to hell, you hear?
Do you know how many people wouldn't get going to heaven because of that?
I know. You can be down there with me, right, Kate?
Attention, heaven line. Perspective, heavenese.
You know what, God? I lost mine accidentally because
my husband
drunk.
Took the wrong turn.
You may enter my kingdom, but if you lost your butt, Cherry, you'll go to hell.
We did not put any chairs in your house of gold, Matt Man, because you won't be sitting down for a century.
No, wait, there's some irony there. He took my butt, Terry, and he's in heaven, but I have to go to hell.
So why is he up here? I'm down here.
Wait.
Is Butt Cherry related to Nina Cherry? Does anyone know?
The band freaking Butt Cherry's up here and I'm down
That's
here.
Butt Cherry.
Why am I doomed in fire?
Listen to this crazy bitch. By Butt Cherry.
It is not fair.
You stupid bitch.
St. Peter, we need to talk.
Remember all those times you made Peter jokes, Matt? That offended me personally.
Yeah, so why are you up here?
Go to hell.
Yeah.
Why are you up here, St. Peter?
Here? I mean, come
on. You know there's come a on. Trap door like on the Ellen show. Just like where you're standing there talking to him. He's like, oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, bye-bye.
Please, fall in that bottomless please. Pit.
You ever wonder how deep that was during her game show?
It was the gosh. I saw something about that, actually.
Because I can't fall too deep.
No, because you got to think of the ankles and the knees.
Yeah.
Yep.
Please let me fall Not so far.
Like, she would dump those people. Like they would
You
drop.
Know that move when people are running and they're like on Cops, if the assailants are running away? Even the cops can do it too. They put two hands down on the fence and sling their legs over. And
oh, yeah.
Ow. I could like never do that in my body. Like, ever. Like, to put your hands on the fence and hop over with both legs at the same time.
You never did that? I'm kidding.
How do you think they do cop on the roof or cop up top?
I don't know.
They
I
crawl
could
up there.
Never parkour.
They crawl their ass up there.
Everybody would be like Helene coming in again. All the roofs would be gone.
Collapsed. I don't know how you can crawl up there with a handful of donuts, but they do it.
They do it, don't they? All right.
Good
all right. Thank you for that. I think we're going to we're going to take us a break here and
started off with two men kissing almost.
I'm sorry.
Well, you want to end it that way? Turn that damn button off. Hit it.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
Welcome to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Feeding time.
That's right.
Feeding time.
That's right.
Hey, sweet girl. Hey, what you doing?
Hey, you baby.
Lick my phone, girl. What you doing? What you doing?
What you doing?
Huh? What you doing, Lord?
Oops.
Feeding time.
Be playing this in Tractor Supply.
Otis, where you at?
In the waiting line.
There's Otis. Hey, boy.
New song from that, man.
What you doing? You bleep my phone, girl.
Don't bleep phone, by the way.
Give me kisses. Give me kisses.
Mwah.
Say hey, Laura. Give me kisses.
How you doing?
What you doing? Feeding time.
I love that.
What a classic.
Uh-oh. What is that now?
That's just a rejoin.
Oh, it's more music. Oh, yeah. I thought somebody's phone was going off.
It's a little buffer. Did Paige die? She's not in here.
I thought she was in the floor as well. Earlier, we thought she collapsed or was doing yoga.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
And still not sure what she was doing.
She said she was about to get runt, whatever that means.
I think she had to go to the bathroom then. She said that. That's what I mean when I say that. Like, I'm actually going to ruin something.
She looked like a bowling pin walking out of here. It was kind of like side to side real quick.
She was doing that Charlie Chaplin walk, like the chain gang. Paige, you have to go poo? No. Oh, she's making coffee.
Oh, okay.
Took me a minute down there.
Why she wink when she said making
coffee?
She said
you walked out of here like Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, yeah. My hip hurts.
I mean, she had a Hitler mustache when she left.
Yes.
That's what that meant.
I thought she'd been sucking a sow in South Carolina.
Sucking a sow?
Yeah. That's what my daddy'd tell when I'd eat chocolate pudding. You like you've been sucking a sow, Matthew.
I don't understand the analogy of that. You'll have to explain.
Did you want some tapioca?
Sucking a pig? That's a sow, isn't it?
Oh, Paige.
Yeah, we got to learn you up.
Please, by all means.
We did this like whole routine before, and I think you have now forgotten, but it's okay. It's fine.
I apologize.
No, it's okay.
Don't do it again.
I want to get some calls, if that's fine with you. But, I mean, you were right, though. I mean, it's a lady pig.
See, that was strange to me.
Yeah, it's because they're in the mud. You're like you've been sucking a sow.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
But it's a girl, so you can't, it's not like the corkscrew thing.
Did you take notes?
Maybe more like a bore.
Bored out. All right, let's go to some phones for real before we get them all mad and everything. And they're like, talk about stuff. It's Mark. Let's go to Mark first. Hey, Mark.
What's up?
Hey, you.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Funny. I get it.
Yeah, it's good. It says here you have a question for us. What would that question be?
You only get one.
One question.
I heard that boy mention something about go to town earlier.
Yes.
And I was interested in where that actually comes from and what it means to different people.
Now I think of, it's a great question. I know for sure that it started with going to town was like the way farmers and people lived on the outskirts would go buy stuff.
One question. I heard that boy mention something about go to town earlier.
Who's that sexy voice in the background? That sounds like you, Mark. Are you listening to us on the radio as well?
What it means to different people.
Now,
Mark is confused.
Mark.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. You were like, wow, that guy's voice sounded really attractive, and you realized it was yours. So it meant like go to town and buy, you know, clothes and, you know, go to the general store back when general stores still carried local goods. Your general stores don't carry local goods anymore, folks. And let's say you go in, but now going to town, I think of first off in a sexual reference, and then I think of it in sports. They went to town last night on the Padres, man.
Let's see, like, it all reverses.
Talking about baseball, not Catholic priests.
I don't like it like that. I'm always going to think about it in a sexual manner, but I don't want it to. That's not a good, like, saying for that.
Going to town?
Going to town.
Well,
man.
For what the original meaning means, but also, you know, the Flintstones were having a gay old time, but not the way you would. Or any, you know, like 2025 gay old time.
Because you know where people turned it.
Are you for it?
They tried to make it, you know, funnier. And instead of saying town, they'd say Pound Town.
Going to Pound Town.
You know, like, that's where the Pound Puppies and Pound Purries lived, you dummy.
I thought that's Cleveland Browns fans. Pound
Town. That's a dog pound.
Oh, okay.
They took something innocent and ruined it, sexualized it, over a stupid saying.
What, Mark, what's your favorite term for, you know, like, what's
your going?
I hate your phone so
bad. I know,
bad.
I tried to give him another chance.
Let's start a GoFundMe and get Mark a new phone. All right. Yeah, one more, and then we're going to. All right, bye bye.
Mark.
We'll keep answering your question, though. He might have been driving through a tunnel or.
We don't.
His phone can go to hell, Mark.
Go to somewhere else. But, you know, like. I'll tell you one I don't like. And Fatboy, you use it all the time, and it's like.
Cringeworthy.
I don't.
We can have a back and forth on this one.
Well, I know what the thing that I say that you don't like.
Oh, I want to hear.
I blame my father on that. Fat Boy will say, it even like perturbs me to even utter it.
Do you have to write it down and then want me to say it?
No, you say beating it up. Oh.
In what context?
You know, like you.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's like, God.
When I first heard it, I'm like, that's funny, but there's one beyond that.
I know. I'm going to write down the one that I hear in rap songs. I'm like, yo, you know what? Treat her like a lady.
Yeah, let's see if it's the same one, because I don't like it. It's just
forgive me for the misspelling.
I can hear the strokes. You hear the strokes of the pen.
He's passionately writing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that one.
Read it aloud, Paige. It's not bad. Just read it.
Up in the guts.
That says dim.
Oh, well, you moved your thing.
Like, if you hear that as a woman, does that kind of sound hot?
No. I mean, maybe. Does it?
Not at all.
Yeah. What about beat it up?
Sounds like I'm going to have to go get something surgically removed after that's done.
But don't you like that?
Is it a compliment if a man said you could remove the chrome from a trailer hitch with your mouth? Is that a compliment?
It would be a compliment. Yeah.
If you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose,
right?
Would that be a compliment?
I think that would be a compliment, depending on a service that I probably wouldn't render unless I knew him very well. So why would he say that to me?
I had a girl that she
you
like.
You know what act you're talking about?
She told me she preferred a very.
Did you just?
No.
This page that myself. We have right now is incredible. You always are.
I was thinking what I was going to say.
She's like, that thing that I wouldn't do, and she went like this. She went.
This she wouldn't do. Come on.
You wouldn't move your face around that much.
No, I wouldn't look like an insane person.
You'd get because smothered.
He would probably say, what is your problem?
When she says wouldn't do, she means wouldn't do for longer than an hour.
If she was on Forrest Gump's childhood, well, not his childhood bus, but his army bus, she would point to her forehead and say, you can sit here if you want.
Right up here.
Hey, boys.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think so.
Coming to town's awful.
My wife, I'm reading a text.
Did you say Tuna Town?
No.
That is awful.
I would never say that. I hate that one.
I hate that more than anything.
I hate that saying.
Are you talking about driving the beef bus?
Yes, I hate that.
Well, that's demeaning
to
her. That's demeaning to her.
What does that mean?
It's like you ain't got no bus. You might have a slow school bus.
A short beef bus?
He might have like the salesman model.
God.
You ain't got no bus.
You ain't got no bus.
You ain't even got a van. Ain't got a caravan from Dodge.
These sayings people come up with are awful.
So what's the one that I say that I said I think I know what it is and you don't like when I say it? Something that...
I got to write it down because I don't like saying it.
I'm going to write it down because I think I know it. Actually...
Can you get a pen before Paige steals it?
This is the one that I get from my dad that is...
Your dad was full of them. He was good.
You know what? He was a man of the people.
I don't know if I spelled that right, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
I'm catching the light on it.
That's
from
not
that
very flattering.
We got a match.
Same one.
We got a match.
Ding, 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 ding.
We got a match.
This is like... This.
I'm not saying it. You can say it.
I'm not saying it. It's gross.
You love saying it.
This is like the newlywed
game. I
say
to get your goat to really do it.
Are you too mad? That's why.
Well, then make Paige say it because she's already done it so far.
Oh, my goodness.
Say it high, too. As sexy as possible.
Thank you for flattering me by saying I have a fancy, hot-looking turd cutter.
Oh, God.
That just doesn't work.
I didn't write all that. I wrote just turd cutter.
Well, I was just saying.
I didn't say you got a fancy one. What does that mean?
You make it sound like it's like a Play-Doh playset.
Your butt's so fancy.
He's so fancy.
It's not even the butt. That's what people get kind of confused on.
Maybe Reba named her butt Fancy, and we thought all along it was a runaway hoe. But it's her butt's name.
It is.
I call my butt Fancy.
Fancy.
Why? Gives you one chance, turd cutter, don't let me down.
It's not the
Maybe
way.
Now, looking back, going to town's not so bad.
No, it's not. No, I mean, several of the ones coming in text now, I know the songs that are from. We can't even read those. Just like, it's what a world. Like, we went from the 70s to talking about, like, I want to lay you down.
Or, yeah, people have, like, you know, some cues about it.
Yeah, I want to lay you down. I want to love you all night long. Like, he wasn't talking about... He was talking about... I'm your gut. He wasn't talking about, I want to love you all night long. Or, you know what? You're wearing those tight-fitting jeans. That's very... Now she's like, my blankie is blank, and it's ready for your blank.
You know what else was confusing?
Where's the creativity?
What else was confusing about the rap songs is, like, some guy, some rapper, would profess his desire for a chick. Like, yeah, we going to hook up. But he wanted like all of his boys to like hook up with her too.
Yeah. That's NWA.
Hang on.
We'll go riding in my automobile.
There's a good text that I want you to say, Fat Boy. It's the top one.
Oh, let me look. I don't know if I'm going to be able to accommodate this request. Let's see.
I ain't saying it.
Oh, that one's not bad. Baloney Pony.
Oh, that ain't the one I saw.
Oh, that one's fun to say.
Mine had stain in the title. I wasn't going to read that one.
Oh, yeah. Some of these are sick, though.
Yes, I knew that. That a wheelbarrow is a barrow is a male pig that's been castrated. So a wheelbarrow is.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Do a lot to pigs.
Go wait in line at Tractor Supply and just talk.
Learn about things.
You will get hacks. You will find out cool things.
You'll find out, you know, the state of our government, I imagine, you know, politically. You'll find out.
Believe it or not, no politics ever come up.
I don't want to do that.
You can find out how to rescue any animal, because I've done this before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just walked into a Tractor Supply when I found the rabbit. Like, hey, you know, what do I do? Oh, you got to get the colostrum, then you got to get the formula, then you got to, you know,
how many
pump it every couple hours.
Salt blocks do I need?
Yeah.
Can I breastfeed it?
They know all that stuff. Hey, I'm going to go and ask them what going to town means, where to start.
You're going to call Tractor Supply?
I'm going to walk up there and say, look, hey, where did this start? Nowhere. Where did going to town come from?
He had me carry him to the bathroom while ago.
You got any turd cutters from a horse?
His are coming out in weird shapes. We want to do something fun with the grandkids this week.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ariba. Ariba McIntyre.
She's Mexican. Yoruba. Yoruba McIntyre.
Is this about that lady who has a bunch of fruit on her head? Nope.
Nope. You talking about the butter lady?
Yeah, Carmen.
Carmen Miranda?
Yeah.
Is that the Land O'Lakes butter lady?
No. She has like a cornucopia on her head, but it's like something out of National Geographic.
Oh, who was that?
Carmen Miranda.
Yeah, but like from what?
Like vaudeville and talkies, early movies.
Same era.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, did he say Mambo like it's crazy?
Yep.
Is this Lou Bega?
Nope. He does do a version, though.
Who is this,
Supposed to be Dean Martin. I don't remember this version of Dean Martin's being this upbeat.
No. I think you got food. Speaking of fools, let me tell you who's a fool.
I got a couple different ones I can use.
I want to even up it up to what I call people in traffic, in SDAH. That's what I call people in traffic. Stupid, dumb ass H's. That's what I call people in traffic. Mambo Italiana.
They earn it, too.
Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is a stupid, dumb a-hole. He is absolutely stupid.
I think he legit is. Like, I don't know if he can legally live by himself.
And it's crazy to think, just because somebody's great at sports, we always, why'd you go broke? He didn't. I'm not saying that. But, like, a lot of these, why'd you go broke? Well, you know, I bought, like, 14 cars. I had 10 kids. Oh, so she mentioned that. And
he also doesn't have an agent.
He does all his, someone within his family.
He's doing it. Well, he gets advice from his mom, but look.
That's what it is.
Yeah. He's not like on the level of Richard Sherman, who was doing his own deals too. Yeah. I mean, he went to Stanford, for God's sakes.
So anyway, he's jersey number 8, and he's now filing. Now, Fat Boy, you'll have to update me on this because I was telling you about it. He's like, I think Dale pulled back off of that. But yeah. He is trying to trademark the number 8.
For he's got clothing or whatever he wants to put out.
Right. His clothing is called – is it called number 8 is his clothing?
I think it's Era 8 or Era something 8. Like that.
Yes. So he's trying to trademark a number.
Which I don't know how.
I'd like to get 69 then. Actually, I'd like to get 69, and I would like to purchase the domain.
I think Gronk got you on both of those.
God dang it.
That was his deal. Yeah, so what happened was Dale Jr. pulled back – and he's going to go with a different style of number 8.
What does that mean?
So if Lamar is trying to trademark 8 and the Junior uses a different one, it's still the same issue, right?
It's a number.
Junior
it's
wanted
the universal language.
Junior wanted to use the one he drove off the Budweiser car. That style of number 8.
Like the Bill Elliott 9 where it had like the – you remember the way – just it was a font of a number.
You know what? I saw Casey Kane's – numbers so many times now that and how that changed. I forgot what Bills looked like. So I want to say Casey was the number 9, but his had like flames coming off the back. Like they messed with him.
By the way, I did not say this the other day, but freaking Jug's car was badass at the race this weekend, man. It looked like Harry Gantt, Skull Bandits.
And Harrison's workwear car.
Green and gold and white.
Ooh, I love it.
Badass.
Faster than Xfinity internet.
It was freaking good.
I got to ask him because there's a 51 of Jug's same style in the cup. Like, how does that work?
Really?
Yeah.
There's a number 51 car in the regular series.
Yeah, but I can't
who drives
remember.
It?
I can't remember who it is. Look it up real quick. It's the same style.
So, listen to this. So, when I hear the number 8, I don't even think Dell Jr. My first one goes to Kobe. I hear 8, I think Kobe, followed by, and this is just me. I'm sure there's probably a bunch of college players. College numbers I don't keep up with because they rarely get to keep them.
Cody Ware is who it is.
Like in Clemson, there's been like 50 number ones and like 75 number twos, and then you're not going to get that number as a rookie on a pro team. I think of Kobe, and then I think of Troy Aikman, who also Lamar Jackson tried to sue because Troy Aikman, who wore number 8, I don't know what he wore at UCLA, but at UCLA, but at Dallas, he was a number 8. And he sued him because Troy Aikman was making shirts that said 8. They didn't say Dallas Cowboys because that's NFL. It said not even the letter. It said the word 8.
Well, guess what his beer is called?
Troy Aikman's got a beer?
You can only get it in Texas. It's called 8.
That's when cocktail hour is, I guess.
So I don't know if he's going to try to sue him for that now or...
Well, and then so who else? There's several. Cal Ripken Jr. I know was number 8. And so was there's another God,
you went through the big one. Steve Young, he was number 8.
Steve Young, that's who I was thinking because Montana was 16.
Yeah. How does a judge allow you to
copyright or trademark a number?
Yeah, something so publicly domain.
Dude, let's get 2026 right now.
Like, what's available?
We will own all the calendars. They will have to pay us a fee to do count, to even write the date. You'll have to charge, we will charge you 25 cents to use the date. We own 2026. It's stupid. It's, Rob's probably in court now. And I shouldn't just always assume that Rob's going to be listening and give us legal input. But that's stupid. That is dumb as crap. That's almost as dumb as Pat Riley's three-peat, where he trademarked that.
Oh, yeah.
But did he come up with that? Probably a sports writer. They're going for a repeat of last year, but this year it's three. So is it a three-peat?
Right.
I can't remember who did it before the Bulls, because the Lakers and the Celtics were all broken up. Bulls, and then I can't even remember if the Warriors did it after the Bulls.
But if you did that, would you be litigious and see who's...
The Lakers did it
after
the
Bulls. That's why you get it.
Who's infringing on your copyright all the time. Like, that's a lot of work.
Rob will tell you that. Not co-worker. What do lawyers call it when they're...
Partner?
No, they're not partners. They're just both lawyers. Co-worker?
Like, together?
Yeah.
Maybe it is partners.
I don't know. They're not associates. Partners.
Co-counsel?
Yeah, there you
associates.
Go. We had had to get...
Friends of benefits?
Get an Etsy store closed down because they were making T-shirts with Galay on it.
Did you ever hear back like, hey, I'm a small business?
They just took it down. I didn't do it myself. The lawyers sent the thing.
You ever worry about that? Like voodoo curses?
I don't
or
care.
Somebody coming
voodoo
after you?
Curses? No. I say them three holies. I'm still that guy.
Do you do it right across the chest, though?
No, because that would be four. Because it would go up, down, right, left. That's four. So I go, holy, 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I think it's down, forward, back, X.
And then, you're thinking about Pitfall, the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Up, up, down, down.
up, down, down. ABB, ACB, ABB.
Select start.
Whatever the blood code was. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, Josh Berry. He's number eight in Xfinity, Josh Berry, I guess. Okay, all right.
Oh, you got to go after him now.
Yogi Berra. Holy crap. Forgot about Yogi Berra, too. People text me in number eights.
There's got to be a bunch of big ones we just forgot.
I can't think of
Steve Young was number eight in college, too. Aaron Rodgers was, I think he was eight. Was he eight at Cal?
Bo Nix was in Oregon. Is he now?
He's six.
Because usually, again, rookies don't get to keep their numbers.
I think Aaron was eight at Cal and was eight for the Jets.
I don't know. Mark Ingram wore number eight at Alabama, somebody said. He won a Heisman as well.
Hey, so. I thought he was 22. I don't know. Well, maybe he was eight wearing 22.
What does that mean?
He was 8 years old playing football.
She's nine going on 18.
I
hate that thing, too. That sounds creepy as balls. All right. Speaking of that, Paige?
Yeah, it does.
What are you working on in the Plex?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we got to talk about another actor that's in the news, and this one is Nicolas Cage. In his... He's got this very bizarre, raspy voice with his new character, and we're going to see how bizarre his acting's really become.
I thought he was, dying. Like, I saw the whatever the disease is that killed Gene Hackman and his wife and his dogs, four people have now died in California from
disease.
My God.
I can't remember what it's called.
Lord.
But it got her, right?
Holy, 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There, I just protected us all. All right? Good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.